It is 5:38. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. Up next, we're talking about PSAs, specifically the 12.7 billion messages that MKN has been sending us over the last couple of years.
Yeah, so this was in a parliamentary written reply, and this is from February last year, essentially. And it was done without the government having to bear any cost, right? This was according to the Minister Datuk Sri Abdul Latif Ahmad, who said that a total of 335 unique text messages had been disseminated to about 38.6 million users up till August 27th, and that the telco service providers didn't impose any charges because it was part of their corporate social responsibility. And all of this was in a reply that in reply to a question that was posed by Segambut MP Hannah Yeo, who had asked about the cost that had been allocated for this. Now, cost is one thing, I think. The other part of it that we thought would be interesting to talk about is now that we are more than a year and a half into receiving these messages, the question is, how useful have they been, right? Because if the whole point of it was to disseminate information, to keep everybody informed, I mean, then it's following in the lineage of a long line of public service announcements. It's not anything new, but I don't know. I think that there's something about the specificity of the MKN messages that we need to talk about.
So, I am not a huge fan of the messages. And it's not because they are not necessarily giving us useful information. I think the problem is that when you're inundated with messages and out of, say, five or six that you get a day, you know, maybe one might have information of use, you very quickly start filtering. And this is, of course, coming at the time when we're already getting messages on everything else, on Messenger and on WhatsApp and so on and so forth. I'm certainly one of those that, I remember once actually panicking because I thought one of my SMSs said I'd missed my vaccination appointment. But actually what it turned out was it just started with this alarmist, have you gone for your vaccination appointment yet? And then it was just a general message. So I don't know. I'm not convinced that this is necessarily the best way to be sending out these PSAs.
So it comes back, I think, to the idea of what a PSA is, and the way that it's normally disseminated. So when we think about PSAs being on television, being on radio, these are things that you encounter along the way. You recognize that they're not directed at you. I mean, they're for you, but it's not about you, Sharmila Ganesan, personally as a person. Whereas when something is sent to your phone, I think the impact is quite different, because if you miss the 6336 or whatever the number is that it comes through on, there is a sense of, oh, wait, I have to respond to this. Or I think it's also about the way our relationships have changed with our phones and the sense of immediacy we feel about needing to respond to things, which is a separate issue. But I did just want to bring up the difference, I think, between PSAs that take place over the airwaves and on our screens as opposed to directly to our phones, because those other PSAs, the earlier PSAs, I think also are meant to have an element of entertainment. That's why they come sometimes with a little bit of humor, or they come with a little bit of a slogan, you know, something like, this is your brain on drugs, like that kind of stuff. And that's the stuff that I think tends to stick in your brain compared to what we get over SMS. And I think also as our actual battle against the pandemic has changed, the nature of it has changed a little bit, the urgency of the messages are also something else to consider.
I think it's how we consume them, honestly, because as you said, airwaves, TV, radio and so on is a sort of passive consumption. If you're already watching something else or listening to something else, a PSA pops up, it's kind of fun or funny or silly, and it kind of sticks in your head in a certain way. I'm thinking of like the Dikke Bharats that they used to have on Dengue on RTM when I was growing up. I still remember that song. However, when someone sends something to your phone, it actually requires me to actively open and engage with it, which is a very different ask. I can choose to ignore it as well. And I'm sorry, but there are sometimes days or weeks where I have tens of messages from MKN that I don't open because I know what it is. And That's why I think I struggle with this method of disseminating PSAs, and perhaps there are better, more efficient ways of doing it if you have something important that you want to get across.
I am actually of the opinion that if it's urgent, the phone is the best way. So, however, the sheer volume of the messages has resulted in, I think, that experience that you just described of feeling overwhelmed by it and of therefore missing things, but then also being worried that you might be missing things. So it really depends. I still think when it comes to large scale awareness that going old school, whether it is through, I guess now it would be YouTube ads, as well as television and whatever else, that seems to, in my mind, still be the best way to create large scale awareness. But when it's something like stay in place, or if it were a weather warning, for example, I would want it to come through SMS. So it really depends.
Oh, I completely agree. When I was living overseas, weather warnings are almost certainly something you get through an SMS, and they were useful, but because you didn't get them every day, so you pay attention to them. Let us know, do you find the MKN messages helpful? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we do have a giveaway going on as well. So in support of breast cancer awareness, Sunway Medical Center is giving away free mammogram screenings exclusively for BFM listeners. So if you're a woman aged 40 and above and haven't received a mammogram at Sunway Medical Center before, you're in the running to win this giveaway. All you need to do is answer this question. Being physically active and maintaining a healthy weight can reduce the risk of breast cancer, true or false? That question again. Being physically active and maintaining a healthy weight can reduce the risk of breast cancer, true or false? Send us the correct answer together with your name and email address to 018-789-8899.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.